Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Judges, chapter 7 and verse 4. It's a beautiful passage of scripture where actually Gideon was supposed to fight the Midianites, and he had to take an army that God reduced that army from 20,000 to 300 people. And God said that I will test them to determine who will go with you. That's the essence of the scripture. Now, Gideon has chosen 32,000 soldiers to fight the Midianites. That's the story. But the truth is, you don't need lots of people in your life. You just need the right people. So when Gideon said, whoever is timid or afraid may go home, 22,000 soldiers left. Can you imagine? 22,000. But God told him he still had too many and added, I will test them to determine who will go with you and who will not. So what happened? Consequently, Gideon ended up with 300 soldiers, but they won the day. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, don't worry about numbers. God can still do more with less. Just be prepared to lose some friends, for where God is taking you, they can't go. God took the same spirit that rested on Moses and placed it on 70 leaders so they could help him. If you read Numbers 11, 16 and 17, that's what you need. People with the same spirit as you. Just because somebody is talented does not mean they belong in your life. If spiritual gifts are the standard by which we measure, what about Balaam's donkey? Think about it. He prophesied in Numbers 22, 21 to 33, if you read that story. The important question is, does this person have the right spirit? As you work with others, recognize that we all have certain things in common. People like to feel special, so compliment them. Just make sure it's genuine. They want a better tomorrow, so give them hope. They want direction, so lead them. They are self-concerned, so address their needs first. They get low emotionally, so encourage them. They want success, so help them achieve it. Your success depends on having the right people in your life, and that's why you must pray and rely on God's guidance. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you teach us through your word. Thank you that you encourage us through your word. Thank you that there are, O Lord, gems of truth and beautiful things in your scriptures that, Lord, gives us hope and gives us learnings and teachings. And we want to say thank you. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. You are a miracle-working God. Abba, Father God, you are a God, O Master God, who desire that we'll be surrounded with the right people in our lives, wherever we are. O Father God, people who will be able to add value in our lives, who will carry the same spirit, O Father God. And I pray that you'll give us men and women like that with whom we can partner with correctly in the name of Jesus, whom we can align ourselves correctly. And Father, who will become, O Father, helpmates in us in our journey of success. That's what I pray in the name of the Lord. Father, today I pray for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, I take authority over every demon of infirmity, and I cast that demon out in Jesus' name. And I speak forth your word of healing and your virtue of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. For you are and wonderful God, an awesome God, a good God, a great God, O Master. You have promised robust health and strength to your people. It is by your wounds and stripes on your back that we were healed and made whole. We believe it, we receive it. For the glory of your name, we testify and say that our God is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.